It's the KKLZ Morning Show.
Radio is a great middle ground.
It's the best job ever.
I hate working here.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray. KKLZ.
We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, going to a concert. I still love going to concerts. The one negative thing, the one drawback for me is I'm never sure who I'm going to sit by or next to. And it came into evidence. Now, John, you went to go see Barry Manilow. And you sat in front of the girl who shouted,
Fanilow Supreme. Oh, my God, this is my favorite song. Song comes on, Mandy. Oh, my God, this is my favorite song.
Then I think she might have been a Manalooney, by the way. I learned that this past week. That's one step up.
Yeah.
Yes, from Fanilow.
I write the songs. Oh, my God, that's my favorite song.
And she doesn't say it to the other person she's sitting next to.
No, she's shouting it out to everyone.
And I think I sat next to or in front of that girl too.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Because they go multiple times to see Barry Manilow. Like you said, you wanted to go another time.
I do want to go again.
I want to go again.
I'm sorry, guys. I think that was me sitting behind you both because I just have a ball. I guess I now always think, you know what? It's a concert. Just have fun because I have been that person. I've been on that other side. No, I'm not bumping into seats. I'm not spilling drinks on you. But I'm standing up. I like standing up at concerts.
Well,
you know,
it wouldn't bother me. You're not that tall.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. You can see over me. It's not like I have a big Pope hat on blocking the way.
But the front row didn't need to stand up because you're right there against the stage.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You paid for those good seats.
But the night we went to go see Gwen Stefani, I said, okay, let's go. And it was Jody's birthday. She wanted to see her.
Right.
I like Gwen Stefani. I don't know if I'm into Gwen Stefani.
Right.
So I kind of sat there. Every once in a while, I got up, danced with Jody.
Right.
But the girls behind us, there were a row of Vegas tourist girls that age, you know, like 25.
Yeah, from Paducah, sure. Having a good time.
Black dress, high heels.
Three of them were hammered out of their mind.
Yep, hair holding later in the bathroom.
And two of the three were right behind us. Throughout the entire show, kicking my seat and Jody's head's getting banged by the one girl's purse. And then the one girl had the flowing sleeves.
Yeah.
So anytime she raised her arm up, it's just going over Jody's head. To the point where I said, finally, enough's enough.
Right. I think the thing is that we've all got to be prepared for that. We do. If you're going out, guess what? People want to have a good time. They don't want to sit in their seat. And maybe we're a little older. I mean, like I say, I still like to get up, but that's what people do. They come to Vegas. Or even if I'm to go to San Francisco and see a concert. I'm having a good time. I'm up and I'm at them and I'm having a good time.
Yeah, I'll get up out of the seat and have a good time too, but I don't bump into the people around me. I think that's where it...
See, as long as you have a good time in your space, I don't care what you do. The one girl behind me actually crawled over the seat next to Jody, which was empty.
Right.
Hey, could I dance? You're dancing.
Yeah.
I don't know who the guy is next to you, but he's boring.
Right.
And she goes, well, it's my husband. But you're dancing, so she crawled over the seat.
Now, here's the thing, though. Also, as a performer, like, they were clearing people out of the aisle at Barry Manilow. Do you think that he didn't love having people? You don't think that fires them up when that's going on?
See, I don't mind that either.
Yeah.
I really don't.
In the aisles, Don't just be behind you guys.
Just don't infringe on my little square footage.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Go in the aisle.
Yeah.
Get in the aisle. Get away from the back of me. Go
in the aisle. I need to start buying five seats. One to sit in. I want the one in front of me, the one on either side of me, and the one behind me.
All
I want
those
to be empty.
You laugh.
Yes, exactly.
I've done that before.
Yeah. It's
when I've paid extra for, you know, at the Pearl.
Right.
They have such a great setup. You can buy those balconies.
Right.
And I will actually do that. Spend the extra money, especially if we're going with a group.
Right.
So I don't have to deal with these knuckleheads.
Right. So, yeah. And I'll try to get an end seat, too, if you can get end seats.
That's what I do, too.
Better. Always a little bit better.
Everybody goes through this.
Just
maybe we're not the only ones.
You know what? Just a couple of old guys cranking and moaning. I don't know. Everybody was standing
and
up.
And it was too loud.
Yeah. You know what else they were doing? They were singing. They were singing along.
And this was just from Barry Manilow.
Yeah.